At rest, your body is emitting 100 watts of power, more than enough energy to power the radio or computer you're listening to this on. With this in mind, imagine all of the energy we use and expend on a daily basis that come from our own physical movement. There are gyms all across the world that have an inexhaustible supply of energy in the form of human power. What if all that energy that goes into the exercise bicycles, weights, equipment, was somehow going back into the grid or powering those same gyms? Here in Portland, there actually is a gym that is doing just that. I'm Todd Wilson, and recently I spoke with Adam Bosel, owner and founder of the Green Micro Gym on Northeast Alberta Street.
All right, so is that powering it up?
Yeah.
Can you tell us what the Micro Gym is and give us a little history?
Sure. Basically, the Green Micro Gym is a neighborhood gym that creates electricity using human power and also solar power. And at some point, someday, we hope to be able to create as much energy as we use. We've been open about 6 months. So we started in September of 2008 was our opening day.
What are the technologies or devices that you use to harness the energy in the gym?
Well, mostly what we use are DC motors that can easily be switched around to be DC generators. And then we use some grid tie inverters, and we also have batteries when we need to use them.
And what's the amount of power that's generated?
Well, about 100 watts per person is kind of what we're going for. We're probably a little bit less than that now. We've got some efficiency stuff to deal with, but you know, about a person can generate about 100 watts when they're working out. So, you know, if someone was generating, you know, working out for a half an hour at 100 watts, then they might be able to power, well, the easiest analogy is a 100 watt light bulb for that same amount of time. Although we only use compact fluorescents here, so we don't have to use 100 watts for light.
How much energy is it possible for this gym to produce if it's working at its full capacity?
Well, if we had everybody in here working hard, you know, we're pretty close to having 10 stations set up. So that would mean if everybody was doing 100 watts, we'd be putting out a kilowatt. So if everyone was in here for an hour doing it, it would be a kilowatt hour, which is, you know, costs about 11 cents here in Portland. So that's about, you know, if we were going, you know, if we had 10 people going for 5 hours a day, that'd be 5 kilowatt hours.
How many members do you have, and how many people do you think it is possible for this gym to be a home for?
We've got about 130 members right now, and for this gym to be at capacity, I think we'd be more like around 400. So we're about a quarter of the way full right now.
Do you have any other locations? Have you heard of any other similar businesses, gyms that are kind of using the same idea?
Well, this is the only Green Micro Gym, and we're hoping that we'll be able to expand in the next couple years. As far as other gyms doing this, there are a few gyms who are experimenting with creating electricity, but there are no other gyms that I know of that have decided that their whole system is going to be based on energy conservation and trying to get to net zero. So
what is this you're working on right now?
Okay, right now I'm working on converting a treadmill to be making electricity and grid tied. So basically, instead of getting on a treadmill and turning it on and using 500 watts, you would be getting on a treadmill, not turning it on, and just going and creating about 100 watts.
Is this your own design that you came up with here?
I guess so. I mean, it's not really a design in the sense of I didn't make any new pieces. I'm just basically converting, you know, and borrowing from, you know, wind technology, and then, you know, sort of converting some of the, you know, basically rewiring it to make this happen. So it's, I mean, I thought of it. I'm sure I'm not the first person who's thought of it, but.
Just using technology that's already there and putting it to an applicable use for your gym, yeah? What other ways is the gym green?
Well, we also save energy. We save a lot of energy, basically by doing simple things like having the TV sets off when nobody's watching them, which is different than most gyms. We also let the members control their ceiling fans and the lighting and the TVs. So again, they only use what they need. They can use as much as they want while they're here, but then they turn it off when they leave. We also have recycled rubber flooring downstairs in the yoga room. We've got cork flooring, which is a little bit more eco-friendly than hardwoods. And we use all recycled products and all of that kind of stuff. So, you know, just really trying to be as efficient as we can as a building.
Do you offer any incentives or benefits to the members of the gym other than just being members of the gym?
Yeah, we do. We have a burn and earn program where basically if you opt to create energy in the gym, you get $1 for every hour that you generate electricity. And when you get 10 hours accumulated, you turn your card in. Basically, it's called a burn and earn card. You turn that in and you get gift certificates for local businesses. We have Vinidius Wine Bar, Whole Foods, Everyday Wine, the Black Cat Cafe, Fuel Cafe, they're all participating. And so you can get basically rewards for your effort in the form of actual money.
Do you see this being applicable on a large scale? Do you think that this is something that will catch on? Do you see yourself expanding, opening another gym? What do you see for the future of this?
Well, I guess my vision at first was just to have one gym that creates as much electricity as it uses. And then what happened was the media kind of went crazy with it, and I've been getting a lot of interest from all over the world. So I guess my focus has changed a little bit in that I'm trying to explore, you know, how would this work on a large scale? I don't think that it would work very good with the big gyms because they wouldn't. It would be slow to adopt the whole system philosophy that I'm talking about. But I do believe that there's real potential to start up a bunch more green micro gyms. And so that's kind of what I'm going for right now, doing business planning, talking to advisors, you know, potentially seeking some investment, things like that.
Have you had any mainstream media interest? You said there's a lot of interest from all over the world.
Yeah.
So how has that been working?
Yeah, I've had a lot of mainstream interest. I've had the New York Times, the LA Times, BBC came and did a video, CNN came and did a video. You know, every once in a while, a news article will go out on the AP wire, and then it'll get picked up, and I'll get a bunch of phone calls from radio stations wanting to talk to me, you know, AM drive time, you know, check out what these crazy people in Portland are doing kind of thing, you know. So, yeah, lots of media. And it just kind of, the thing about the media today is if you have a story that catches on, which is what this is that it just kind of, it just keeps recycling itself because people find these articles and then they want to talk to you. You know, that nothing goes away anymore. So
one of the things that that appeals to me is the whole community aspect of it. I like the fact that it's a little neighborhood gym. It's not like a big, you know, I'm not even going to name another gym, but it's not one of those big block gyms that take up, you know, a lot of space with a huge parking lot. It really does seem like your neighborhood gym. And that's something that, do you see that catching on at all? I mean, is that something that the people have come and interviewed you, have they seen that at all, that aspect of it, the community involvement part?
A little bit. Most people are focused on the electricity generation, but I do think that, you know, neighborhood gyms are going to become more and more popular as more and more people decide that they know that they need to start getting exercise, but maybe they have no interest in going to one of those bigger gyms. Maybe it's because they don't like the atmosphere. Maybe it's because they're intimidated, whatever. Maybe they, you know, maybe they just don't live close enough. They want to have a place that's closer by. And so, yeah, I think absolutely neighborhood gyms in their own right are going to continue to, you know, be more and more popular. It's a real simple business model, you know. You just get a bunch of nice equipment and you sell memberships to people and you give them access so they can just use cards to come in and go as they please. And, you know, the community aspect of it is really easy because it's all people who live in the neighborhood anyway. And so trust issues really aren't a big deal. We have never had any kind of theft or any problems at all so far, which I've been just amazed by. But, you know, it's just like, it's kind of one of those deals where if you just kind of put your trust in the people of the community, especially in this neighborhood, want to put their trust back into you and they want to support local businesses. And it's a great way to do it.
And where did you get the idea to do this originally?
Well, I had been thinking that it would be cool to have a green gym, and I didn't exactly know what that was going to be. I knew that, you know, it was going to be, you know, saving energy and working out outside and things like that. But while I was sort of exploring that idea, I came across something on the internet. There's a gym in Hong Kong that was experimenting with making electricity with their equipment. So once I saw that, I thought, wow, if you can do it in a gym, then I need to start, you know, looking at that. What I found was that that was one place that was experimenting a little, but they really never took it very far. And that there weren't any other people who were really doing much except for a bunch of hobbyists. So I ended up having to, you know, just kind of figure it out on my own. But, you know, the media and people saying, hey, what a cool idea, kind of kept me going in the early days. And, you know, now we're getting to the point where we're almost all dialed in. We're almost to the point where everything is you just get on it and you go, and you don't really notice much of a difference except for that you're making electricity.
And tell me about these stands for the bicycles here. Is that something that you designed, and is that something that people can purchase and maybe use at in their own house?
Yeah, so I have this spin bike retrofit, and it's actually on my website at thegreenmicrogym.com. And basically what it is if you have a spin bike, you can just roll it right up to this stand that connects a motor to your flywheel, and you can make electricity, and it can go into a power pack. And that power pack you can plug things into. It's just a battery pack. And then we also, the spin bike retrofit can be converted, although I don't really love how it works all that much, but it can be converted to be used with your regular bike, sort of as a bike trainer. So that's, people have been buying that. I just sold one to somebody in Switzerland today. So now I got to figure out what shipping to Switzerland is going to cost me. But
yeah, that sounds like something that, I mean, I can imagine attaching one of these things to my bike, putting the power pack in my backpack and going for a ride through the country and coming back and then plugging it back into my house and powering what I need for electricity for the night. Do you see that as something as being plausible?
That would be possible, not with what I have, because what I have is too heavy, but it certainly could be done. I mean, what you're talking about is just a little bit larger version of the dynamo light that you probably used when you were a kid. I mean, anytime you're spinning a motor, it's creating electricity, and it can go into a battery. And so it would be a more challenging ride because you'd have the resistance and the weight of the battery to deal with. But, oh, yeah, it's totally doable.
Why don't you go ahead and give us your address and how people can find you? I know you just give your website, but if you want to give that again.
Sure. So we're on the corner of 13th and Alberta in Northeast Portland. The address is 1237 Northeast Alberta Street. And the website is www.thegreenmicrogym.com, but you can Google Green Gym Portland or Green Micro Gym or whatever and it'll come up.
And is there anything you'd like to leave us with, or anything else you'd like to say?
I would just say, you know, if this sounds like an interesting thing to you, you know, feel free to come by and check it out. Go on the website, schedule a tour, and you know, we're happy to show you, you know, what's going on here.
All right, thanks a lot, Adam.
All right, thanks a lot.
And that was Adam Bozell from the Green Micro Gym in North Portland. What's your name?
Heidi.
And how long have you been a member of the Green Micro Gym?
I joined in September of last year.
What was it that brought you to the Green Micro Gym?
Well, it was definitely partly the location, because we just happened to move really close to, you know, Alberta Street. And it was affordable, and I just really liked the philosophy. It felt like a gym that I'd actually be proud to go to. You know, just any kind of energy conservation is just really important these days, so.
Yeah, and so you like the community aspect of it as well, yeah, just having the neighborhood gym where you know the neighbors and everything?
Definitely. And, you know, when I come here, I know everyone's going to be friendly, you know, Adam knows who I am. It just feels like a very friendly atmosphere. It's very different than the normal gym atmosphere. It's just sort of a high-intensity, people blasting their pecs and, you know, definitely a more laid-back atmosphere. But, you know, also just I know that they're always ready to help and really wanting to help people get in shape, so.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Sure, thank you.
And now I'm speaking with Leslie. Hello, Leslie.
Hi.
And how long have you been a member of the Green Micro Gym?
1 week.
1 week. So what do you think of it so far?
I really like it a lot, actually. It's very chill. It's not like I did a couple trials at like 24 Hour Fitness and Gold Gym and places like that, and it's very intense there and well lit and very noisy. And I didn't like it, but I like this a lot. Yeah. Enough that I'm actually coming back. So,
yeah. All right. So is that what brought you here, the kind of community feel of it? Or?
That was part of it, and part of it is the pumping energy back into the grid and the green and the not so nasty chemicals and things like that. But it was a big draw, and I love the water catchments out there and things like that. So just the whole overall package.
Right, so. Right. So do you feel more comfortable in an environment like this? And,
oh yeah.
Okay.
A lot more. So yeah.
Well, thanks for taking time out of your workout to talk with me.
Cool. Thanks.
And now I'm with another member of the Green Micro Gym, Corey. How are you doing today, Corey?
Doing well.
All right, sorry to interrupt you in the middle of your workout here. How long have you been a member of the Green Micro Gym?
Probably about 3 weeks now, just under a month.
Okay, what brought you in? I'm Todd Wilson, you're listening to KBOO Radio. I've been speaking with Adam Bosel, owner and founder of and members of the Green Micro Gym on Alberta Street in North Portland. A gym that reuses some of the energy used on the exercise bikes and treadmills in the gym that goes back into powering the gym. They also aim to be more energy efficient and use energy from other renewable sources. Thanks for listening. Think local, be vocal, and affect the global.